Hello, Vimon, coming to you from Vanguard World Headquarters in New Orleans. We have been lucky enough to snag the one and the only Rickatron. And so, Rick, I understand that you're a bit of a busy guy here this week for the event.
You could say that, and I apologize if you guys hear the radio in the background. One of my roles here at Veeam is I'm on the core team for Veeam On. So we're in charge of things like managing breakouts, the flow of the general session, the mechanics of the social functions.
And keynote.
The keynote,
so
yep.
Everything.
Yeah, basically everything. And my role, you know, I'm the voice of that technical side. I want to make sure that the products are covered enough. I really have a big say about that in the breakouts, but also the general session. I remember just privately, well, it's not that private because we're live on the internet, but there was a point a couple months ago that I'm like, wait. You telling me we're going to have a keynote with no demo at all?
That's boring.
Let's just say we got 40 minutes on the agenda for tomorrow.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. Live demos, too.
Live demos. Me, nice. Clint, and Michael White and Michael Cade are going to do live demos tomorrow. And then the next day, we've got Michael Cade back again and Anthony Spiteri. Those are my evangelists. We're going to show their relevant technologies and new stuff. So we're really excited for that. And we'll have a lot of these things are going into some new products.
Yep.
And I feel bad because I didn't get to tell you about it yet, Dave and Alan, but you'll get it soon. And then they're also going into some new capabilities of existing products.
Right on. Awesome. So some exciting news that we have, Rick. I know that last year was your first year as a Microsoft MVP. It's super cool to have you join the club now. And now that you know the secret handshake, we can actually share it with Alan and Crystal because they actually became newly minted MVPs this May.
I heard that, and that's great, man. Congratulations to both you and Crystal, where she is.
She's eating right now.
That does sound good.
It does. Thank you very much, Rick.
So if you, because we're live right now, and we've probably got some attendees at the conference checking out the Twitter stream, what would you recommend to the attendees? Like, what are your can't-miss sessions that you have right now? So, like, obviously, aside from your own, which ones are you interested in personally?
You know, I'll be honest with you, Dave. I will not be able to attend a single session.
If you were an attendee,
if you were
and you
an
could
attendee,
choose two.
Which ones?
The first one would be The Dark Side of Synthetics, Volume 2. The Dark Side of Synthetics are from our QA and support people about what happens with a synthetic full backup and also what might happen if it goes wrong. Real low-level mechanical stuff on that data manipulation process.
Which is this across different file systems or a single file system?
That would be across any way we write, and that would actually be a very important part of that session. It's like, oh, you're on that dedupe appliance, or you're on this network storage protocol, or if you're on fixed local disk or removable disk or any of those different things, that's where the problems are going to be raised up. And the other session I would like to attend, I haven't really thought about it, but it would probably be around scripting with Veeam Agent for Linux. So our very own DK, Dmitry Kinyazov on my team, don't let the title fool you, man. That guy's on a good path. He knows the Linux product best on my team, just to put it in perspective. Him and the product manager are going to crack down on some Linux scripting. And, you know, believe it or not, DK, this DK.
I know, it's not to be confused
DKs,
with this
confusing.
DK.
First job out of college, firewall admin for BSD Unix, all command line, this guy.
Wow.
There was a time. And so that Linux and Unixy stuff, it's coming back to me. Once you go like that other direction, you know, Microsoft Technologies Network, even like VMware and storage, all those other things take you different places. But that other stuff is good, and it kind of comes back to you.
Yeah, for sure. So I have one quick question for you. I know you're a super busy guy, so we'll wrap up with one question here, Rick. How do you see the future for Veeam in moving along kind of the same mindset as Microsoft with the kind of cloud-first everything company? Is Veeam taking that same kind of mentality with, you know, the direction that they're going?
I would say, I wouldn't call it cloud-first, but definitely a dose of cloud and common sense. And what I mean by that is, every new product has a hook to a cloud technology or a service provider play. Those types of things have to be central in decisions we make today. You're going to see some significant stuff tomorrow So for the viewers, watch the Twitters on what we announce. In fact, I've got a very compelling demo in that.
And I think there's actually a live stream for viewers that can attend as well for the general sessions, right?
I think so. I really don't know, but I do know I've got one better for you, DK.
Okay.
I'm actually going to do an Instagram live video on the main stage during our whole product segment.
Way.
So you're going to have stage point of view. And guys,
really?
Have you seen this room?
Great.
No.
Have you seen this screen? This screen is 200 feet long.
We got to get the behind the scenes too.
You're going to be in the scene.
Nice.
Might have to get another camera in there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take this rig up there with me.
We may just do this live because my camera is actually detachable.
Yeah.
And Wi-Fi,
yeah.
And so
yeah.
You may be able to take our point of view up there with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we got a little scheming.
Hey, did you hear that? VeeamON, we're going to be coming to you live. We're going to find somewhere to plug in for the keynote.
I will take you on general session main stage, DK.
Nice. I better make sure I wear really nice flip-flops then. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Rickatron. Fellow MVP, head of our Veeam Vanguard program, runs the evangelism program here at Veeam, does a fabulous job. I know you're super busy and run off your feet, and we really appreciate the few minutes that you gave us.
Got to correct you on one thing there. It's not a team of me. It's a team of my team. And I could not do this program if it wasn't for Dimitri Kinyazov, the other DK,
sure.
Kirsten, yes. Andrew, and then my evangelist team. They help out as well with Michael White, Michael Cade Anthony, Spiteri and Clint Wyckoff, but I'm really big on team.
Awesome.
There's no way I could do it without those guys.
Has to be, right?
Yeah, and I'm the one that sends the emails, and I can overrule things, but when it comes time to get things done, it's the three of them and the four of them and then the eight of us together. And we're looking to grow the team as well. We're looking to grow the Vanguard pool. The word I use is discipline growth, but I'm not going to get there if I don't get that team right.
Absolutely. Well, Rick, thank you very much for taking the time to stop by.
Thank you, Rick.
We really appreciate your time.